I think one of the reasons for me putting together this project was really about people feeling like I was a casualty. I remember having this conversation with Slicker once and asking him, how do I come back from, being transferred from one record label to another, things not really working out, and deciding that, you know what, I don't need validation from people and I'm going to do this thing on my own. And I remember Slicker saying, yo, G, like, you're a casualty. Right now, you're a casualty in the industry, you know. I was in hospital a very dark time in my life. Almost lost my life at my own account because I had just given up on a lot of things. I mean, I was that varsity student. I did everything by the book, you know. I went, I graduated, did everything outside of the norm to perpetuate to people that, you know what, you can graduate and whatever you wanted to graduate in and then pursue music. And it almost felt like on the 4th of November in 2018, everything had backfired on me. I remember people walking in on me at my apartment and finding me almost gone, you know, and a few days later waking up in hospital and realizing that I had to realign my life, realign myself. And I remember, you know, turning to the Bible, the book of Job. And at the time, there was something so important that was happening. You know, I had stumbled across this video of all these people going in on how Tiger Woods would never come back. And at that point in time, a young female, the youngest in mainstream, having accomplished so much, being discovered by the likes of Kulichana, you know, the late pro, having worked with the Stogie T's of the world and every other OG, I had to prove to myself and to so many people that I was beyond what everyone thought I would be, and I needed to get back up and fight. Fight not necessarily to be an award winner, but fight to have a purpose. Because at the time I was having such an existential crisis, like, where am I supposed to be in the world? I'm a young black female. I'm not the most conventionally beautiful in the room, but hell, my mind is beautiful. My heart is beautiful. My purpose for the world is beautiful. How do I decide to go against what everyone has thought about me right now, being this casualty that Slicker speaks about, and, you know, turning my life into something that is real? You know, the Gigi Gang Show was born. I was the first female hip-hop artist in Africa to perform at the inauguration. I decided to drop 3 albums within the space of a year, which is crazy, but I have so much to say. And if I'm to encourage and to inspire the young female, you know, who sits estrateni hoping that something is going to change in her life, I have to do the unthinkable, and that's to go independent, with the help of you know, certain people in the industry, certain stakeholders, but I have to go independent to fight for this dream. And Job Woods was born, you know, the book of Job, Tiger Woods, and this is the bounce back.